We would all jump in. We would have our beautiful baskets full of fried chicken and fried chicken, potato salad, deviled eggs, mother's 12-layer cake, and maybe a mince pie from grandma, and off we would go. It would take us maybe almost an hour to get out to Salt Air, and it was such fun with that open-air train, because we could just sit and watch it go. And pretty soon we would arrive, and every one of us would jump off, all of the children and some of the adults, and run down to the place where we would get our bathing suits and run into the and get changed into our bathing suits and run out and jump into Salt Air. Oh my word, that Salt Air, and try to keep our way, our mouth and our eyes and ears away. Would we ever get stung? We would swim for, maybe 1 or 2 hours, maybe even later. And then finally, after we were exhausted, we would all go back in the dressing rooms, get all dressed up, and meet in that beautiful Salt Air on the second floor in that lovely dining room where everyone had put the great big baskets of food that they had all brought, maybe even Eskimo pies. And we would all sit around, get the tables all set up, beautiful, and start eating. Oh, what good food. What good cooks we had. And we would eat and eat and talk and talk, and then when everyone was full, we would say, all right, everybody up, let's all dance around this beautiful, beautiful ballroom. So we'd all get up, and we would be teenagers and younger than that, and dance forever. And about 5 o'clock, it would be time for us to all go home, get back on the train, head back to Salt Lake City, and have a wonderful day, Williams at Salt Air. Thank you again, Grandma and Grandpa. We love it.
That's right. But not